Valerie Smaldone here on America Weekend. Linda Kohanov is an author, speaker, riding instructor, and horse trainer, best known in the field called equine facilitated psychotherapy. She is a founder and director of Epona Equestrian Services, which is a collective of riding instructors and counselors for equine facilitated psychotherapy sessions in Tucson, Arizona. And Linda told me about the services her company provides.
Well, we started off in the 1990s as Epona Equestrian Services in the United States. And I've since trained, well, almost 300 instructors around the world in how to work with horses to teach advanced human development skills, leadership skills, relationship skills, creativity. We also combine this work with trained psychotherapists to work with mental health issues and family systems issues and with survivors of extreme experiences. We have a combination of high-level human development skills for people who want to excel in life, and then also the mental health side, where we work with rape survivors, people who have been kidnapped, also with people who have substance abuse issues, and that would be the mental health side of what we do. And on the Epona Quest website, we have a list of instructors who've gone through a really rigorous training program, a 4 to 6 week training program, to learn how to work with horses to help people learn these skills. And it really is quite amazing what horses can do. When you can set boundaries with a 1,000-pound animal, when you can have that animal follow you off lead voluntarily, when you can direct this animal without reins or severe restraints to perform a particular goal. And we do all of this as groundwork with horses. So it's safe groundwork activities. When you can do all of these things with a horse, all of a sudden you have an immense store of tools to use with people. And so if your 15-year-old son won't clean your room and you've just been able to motivate an adolescent Arabian horse to do what you're asking, all of a sudden it's not so difficult anymore. Same thing with a 200-pound boss, let's say. All of a sudden, if they're intimidating you, you can actually gain their cooperation and engage in a mutually empowering relationship. Because what it boils down to is that even among humans, psychologists have determined that only about 10% of human communication is verbal. So 90% of the messages we send back and forth to each other is in that nonverbal range. And yet, where do you go to exercise that other 90%? Mm-hmm. As it turns out, horses are one of the most efficient and fun and exciting ways to develop that other 90%. And so on the Epona Quest website, you can see a variety of workshops that I offer in this modality, as well as private sessions, intensives, as well as the instructors that are available worldwide who've been trained in these techniques. And so it's a nice place to go to check out and see what's available.
You've had a vast wealth of experience in this field. Can you share a story that is astonishing to you, very inspiring, about the outcome of an individual who's been touched by this experience of working with horses, maybe somebody who's had a traumatic experience, and how they have flourished?
I can tell definitely a number of stories of people who've worked with the horses. We had a woman who had been a rape survivor, and she was in counseling for quite a long time, and she really wasn't able to move forward with her life. She was kind of paralyzed, and her counselor had heard that working with horses can be very effective. And the thing about horses is that horses are powerful and beautiful and graceful, but they are not predators. They're vegetarians. So they model what I would call non-predatory power, non-predatory relationships. And people who have been preyed upon by members of our human culture are really shy about coming back into the world. Because if they have to engage power and influence and assertiveness in order to get things done, they automatically associate that with the misuse of power that they experienced. And when they can learn how to form a relationship with a horse where the horse demands that you are assertive and that you are also empowered, but you are kind, and you develop a relationship with the horse at the same time, they're teaching you another way to be powerful and effective in the world. So we had this rape survivor come out and work with a couple of different horses. And she found that she was able to go back to school. She was able to engage in relationships again through studying a variety of different techniques. And it didn't take long, just maybe 4 or 5 sessions, for her to learn how she could hold her ground and yet not be taking advantage of others, that she could use the horse's wisdom of how to be present and graceful and beautiful and powerful and influential at the same time in order to be successful in life and form new mutually respectful relationships.
Linda Kohanoff, founder and director of Epona Equestrian Services in Tucson, Arizona. Go to EponaQuest.com. I'm Valerie Smaldone on America Weekend.
America Weekend. Think green. Harrison with you. The University of California, San Diego has released a study in which they say they found the cause of cancer and a way to actually ward it off. Reporting online in the current Annals of Epidemiology, they point to a volume of research that suggests cancer develops when cells lose the ability to stick together in a normal way. The key factor? Something so simple, in fact. Lack of vitamin D, they've found. The lack of vitamin D causes cells to basically miscommunicate with each other, allowing them to grow in an uncontrolled manner. Looks like vitamin D allows cells to reestablish healthy communication, ending cancerous growths, even halting cancer before it can get started. Bottom line, healthy levels of vitamin D have been found to slash the risk of numerous cancers by 77%.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 1985 NHL Rookie of the Year played an amazing 26 seasons, racking up nearly 1,500 games. He's a three-time winner of the Norris Trophy, and he's proudly hoisted the Stanley Cup three times.
A rink-wide pass. Here's Chelios out of the penalty box. He scores!
So where is Chris Chelios now? Chris finally hung up his skates in August of 2010, but the very same day he retired, the Detroit Red Wings announced they had hired Chris to work in the front office as the advisor to hockey operations. Chris helps to develop the Red Wings' defensive prospects from the minors.
Now Chelios' shot blocked by Rafferty. Back to Chelios. He shoots! He scores! Chris Chelios!
Not bad for a guy who played until he was 47. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.